Did you notice anything about today's gospel? Something unusual happened. Jesus didn't say one thing. Not one of the words we just heard came from our Lord's mouth. Yet, it's in the gospel. So I think it's safe to assume this, that the dialogue that was just happening happened in Jesus' presence. That he would have been there. That he would have been standing there, hearing these words, hearing this discussion about whether or not he was from Galilee and how no prophet can come from Galilee, that the Christ is going to come from Bethlehem. He could have spoken up and said, "Hey, don't you know where I was born? Don't you know my lineage? Don't you know that I too am from David?" But he chose not to. And then this dialogue between the guards and the Pharisees saying, "Why didn't you arrest him?" Jesus was standing there the whole time, listening to those words. And yet, for whatever reason, he chose not to do anything. How often in my life and yours do we stand there and do we say, "Lord, aren't you going to do something here? Aren't you going to say something? Aren't you going to step up and act?" What would the Lord's response be? I think it would be something like this. "Give me time. I don't force my way in. I don't do violence. But I allow freedom to flourish." That the Lord is not forcing the people of Israel to accept him. He is inviting them to. The same is true in my life and yours. The Lord does not force himself in. But he stands there. He offers himself. He makes himself known. And he invites. In these 2 weeks before Good Friday, before the Easter Vigil, before Easter Sunday, we have some options. We can say, "Lord, why didn't you do anything during Lent? Why didn't you make it a better Lent for me? Why don't you do more?" And the Lord says, "I'm right in front of you. And I'm not forcing myself in. But I'm once again giving you the chance to say yes, to choose you in freedom." That's the voice of God. Even when it seems like he has no words, he does. And it's an invitation to accept him. It's an invitation to walk with him. And it's an invitation to go to the cross with him.